Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Welcome back, everybody. Today's daf, Zevachim daf Kuftes. First, before we get to today's daf Kuftes, we have a small hashlama to finish up from yesterday's daf. We didn't get to finish. In the Mishnah and daf Kuftes, it brings down the Machlokes, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi. Whether you need to build a mizbeach b'chutz to be chayiv on it, you only chayiv your malal mizbeach. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. To achial the reisha mizbeach, and Rabbi Shimon says afilu hela ala sela ala evan chayiv. You don't need dafka mizbeach, even a sela or an evan, you're chayiv. Gemara says that the machlokes is learned that a psukim for their shita. Rabbi Yosi learned out from Noach, they built a Mizbeach Hashem. And Rabbi Shimon learned out from a Noach that brought on a tzur, a sela. See that you do not need a Mizbeach. A few points here, horrors on this Gemara. The psukim that Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon bring to explain their Shita are not talking about the Isra of Hakrava Chutz. Rather, they're talking about Hakrava Bachutz in a Boma. Noach was the Zman Heter Bomois. When Noach was actually the Zman Isra Bomois, it was the time of the Mizbeach and the Mishkan in Shiloh. The Gemara says it was a Hiras Shah. He's allowed to bring a korban in a Bama. They're talking about how you bring a korban in a Bama. That's the Pesukah that they bring. And from there they learned out Lagabi the Chiyuv Chutz. Just like in a Bama, Lefir B'Yesi, you need a Mizbeach. Who went in for the Chiyuv Chutz? Only with the Mizbeach. And Lefir B'Shimin, just like a Bama, is kosher without a mizbeach, also for the chiyuv chutz without a mizbeach. The Zasemis is moirer that why did the Mishnah bring down the machlokes legabe chiyuv chutz, not legabe the din of hakrovas bama? Pshuta, we could say that the Mishnah came to tell us a din which is negeya l'doiris. The din of bama is not negeya b'zman hazeh. Of kozayin abeis, we hold that once Yerushalayim was chozen, there's no more zman heter bamais. So Mishnah told us in Afkamina, which is negave even Bizman Hazeh. Where the Mishnah came to or another possibility is that the Mishnah came to tell me that a chiddush, that even the psukim that they learned from is by Bama, we learn not from there, legabi the din of Hakrabas Chutz. But Bengach, why the Mishnah explained the Chiyuv, told us the Chiyuv, Abbe Chiyuv Chutz, we see from the Mishnah that we learn out the din of Hakrabas Chutz from the din of Hakrabas Bama. There's Sameach in Parak Aleph, Hichos Korban Pesach. Is bothered why Mechitesi to learn out Hakravas Chutz from Hakravas Bama. He says, you see, he's talking about a different topic, but he brings out from our Sugya that the din of Hakravas Chutz, the way that you can be Chayiv, is similar, has the same Gedorim as Hakrava and Bama. That the Shemeach takes out of our Sugya. However, there are certain cases where you're not chayiv, it's not considered Hakrava and Bama. And yet, b'chutz you are chayiv. For instance, korbanos chayva. We're in the last parak that in a bama you only can bring a korban neder of a nedava. Korban chayva cannot be brought in a bama. And yet, the din of hakrovas chutz you're chayiv, you bring a chatas or an asham, dvarim for rashim, you can't bring them in a bama. Or an oif and a mincha, there's a machlekes as whether there's an oif and a mincha in a bama. And yet you're chayiv, you bring them b'chutz. See that they're not exactly the same gedarim, hakrabas chutz and hakrabas bama. What lachayr would have to say is what the Shemeach meant to say, is that avad there are different dinim and you can b'chutz you can be chayv in any carbon which is miskabu b'fnim. We don't have all the same dinim. We learn that from a specific din from bama. Rashi says by us, even noichin isbeach. So Rashi, alma afilu bama ziyachid shehi b'chutz eina ha'ala el b'loim isbeach. We're learning out that what's called the ha'ala. It's called the tzura of a maisa akrava. A maisa akrava, bachutz, doesn't need a mizbeach or not. In the mikdash, without a mizbeach, it's not called a maisa akrava. It's just some burning it. It's not called a maisa akrava, maisa akhtara, without a mizbeach. What about bachutz? Is that tonight that a maisa akrava needs a mizbeach? Was that only said bifnim? Or is that also applied to chutz? That's what you learn out from Bama. If we find bachutz, bibama, that there is a tzuras hakrava, even without a mizbeach, that's what Rav Shimon found, learned from a noyach, who identified for the chiv of hakrava chutz. It's going to be considered a maisa hakrava, even without a mizbech. If you're Rabbi Yossi, no. Even b'chutz, we need a ma'isa akrava. Idea is with a mizbech. Only with that it's called a ma'isa akrava. So who adin for akrava's chutz? You only chayv if you have a mizbech. The pshat in the sugya. And that's what we mentioned yesterday, that the Sfasem has learned to Firashi, that there was no tzad to be chayiv for malal ahedyot, lichvoid hedyot, not for a krova, like a b'shem elohus, because it's not called a maisa krova b'chlal. B'chut, you need a maisa krova. So here also for this, there's this thing we should, that for a krova's chutz, which is not called a maisa krova without a mizbeach. Another, that's hard dikr machlekes, Rabbi Yisrael Mishman, how they could learn out from there. About some, there's a chiddush here. Just to mention that Reb Fuda says that Reb Yitzchak learned that his shita that akravas chutz needs a mizbeach from Noach, because Noach says he built a mizbeach. The Rambam says in Hilchos Beis Avachira, Rambam says that makom mizbeach mechuben beyoser umekayim yadua ish mi piyish. For many doyrus, and he says, "Sagt der Rambam per beis alacha beis." Serious biyar akol shem makom shabana by David Ushleim amizbeach begarin aravna who makom shabana by Avram amizbeach v'akar alav Yitzchak. Same makom that there is the akeda who makom shabana by Noach kishyotz min ateva from mizbeach shehikra alav kain v'hevel boy hikra v'adam arishin carbon kishenivra umisham nivra. Amrucham Adam makom kaparasa nivra. Zok the Rambam makom a mizbech in the Beit Hamikdash. Same makom that David built a mizbech when he bought the makom from the Hamikdash from Aravna. Also, that's where the Akeda was. That's where Noach built a mizbech, and that's where the Marishan built a mizbech. First in Rambam that the akrava of Noach was akrava in the makom Hamikdash. In our Gemara, Chayy says that no, that it was akrava in a bama. It wasn't did not have dinner of akrava's mikdash. Not the end of the world. It's a question of the Rambam. That the Rambam didn't mean that it had a din of Akrava's Mikdash. It was in the same Mokum as the Mikdash. But in times of Noach, there was no Beis HaMikdash. So it was called Akrava and Abama. Dini Bamas. So that's why the Gemara is able to learn out from there that Akrava's Bama is kosher. It needs a Mizbech. However, the Meshech Chochma in Parashas Noach takes us, Apivis Rambam takes a step further. It says that after Noach brought a carbon, it says Vayarach Hashem is Reach and Yichoyach. Hashem smelled the Reach and Yichoyach of the carbonus. In fact, the Meshech Chochma, the Gemara says in Daf Kuf Yutes that Akrav and Obama is not the Reach and Yichoyach. How come by the Krav of Noach it was called the Reach and Yichoyach? So the Meshech Chochma that because Noach brought a carbon in the Makom HaMikdash, in the Makom HaMizbeach in the Mikdash, it had a din of Akrav as Mikdash, and Itak was the Reach and Yichoyach, like Akrav in the Mikdash. So the Varav comes out that Noach's Akrava was Akrava's Mikdash. Mor Bayah says that it had an Akrava in Abama, which is Akrava Bachutz. Yeah. Or it's or on the Meshech Chochma. Pashat HaSugi here, he says that is not considered Akrava in the Mikdash, rather it's Akrava Bachutz. Another point here in this Machlek is whether you need a Mizbeach or not. It's not clear exactly the Gedorim of what's called a Mizbeach, what's not called a Mizbeach. Fear of Shimon says a few ala sela, ala even or sela, two different things, an even or a sela, a rock, your makrava on a rock, you could be chayev. Mikdash David says in Simon Chav Zayin, lav dafka rock, what's the chashivas of a rock? It means anything, you could be makdra on the floor, you're also chayev. You don't need any tzura of a binyan bichlal in order to say that you're chayev. So Mikdash David said it learns pshat in Rav Shimon. For the Pashta Mishnah's Master Mishnah say, she says, a sela, even, derived from a neach, that is called a tzur. Sounds like you need something tall. Chazanish says that you need ezeshu goiva, it's like the Chazanish, some height, not just on the floor. The efshar shehu ba'asara tfachim, maybe it's only called a goiva if it's 10 tfachim tall. And you also need a mokum mesuyim to be makriv. Me'ena right to the Chazanish, the word bama, which is we're learning actually from Akrava's bama, Akrava always in the Torah means a mokum gavoya. Abamus say Oretz in Parshas Hazinu. Actually, there's a word that means a makom gavoya. The Radak in Sefer Yechezkel Perek Chaf Pasuk Chaf Tes says Bama always means a makom gavoya. Ain Bama el makom el loshem gavoya. Bama always needs a certain gavoya to be called a Bama. Talking about there a Bama that's for Avodah Zara in the Pasuk in Yechezkel. Akoponim, that's the translation of the word Bama means makom gavoya. So it's not Choris Machta the Chazanish. that you fear b'shimin, you don't need a mizbeach, but you need some sort of goiva to give it a tzura of a bama. That's the fear of b'shimin. The fear of Yosi, Mar says that you don't need keren v'kevish v'ribua v'yisoyin are makanim v'bama g'dayla v'in makanim v'bama k'tana. This mizbeach that you built doesn't have the same dini mizbeach like a mizbeach in the mikdash. It doesn't need keren v'kevish v'yisoyin v'ribua. So what does it mean? What gives it a what does it need more than Reb Shimon? Mifrat lefir chazonish, lefir Reb Shimon, you need some goiva to make it a mizbeach. So what is Reb Yitzi Moisif more than Reb Shimon? So the chazonish says that you need beizo gimel avonim. If you're Reb Shimon, you need one evan. If you're Yitzi, obviously you need more. So two or three, and some learn this parish exactly how much. You need more of a tzura of a mizbeach to more avonim, more of a binyan to make it called a mizbeach. But there's another aspect in this sheet of Rabbi Yitzi, that even though he doesn't need a physical mizbeach like the mizbeach in the mikdash, but he does require something more. Rashi says, both by us in the Gemara and in the Mishnah, Rashi says you have to make the mizbeach l'shem kach. Rashi is by Manoyach. Rashi says b'loy binyan mizbeach l'shem kach. Kari lehalo. The Mishnah brought right from Manoyach that even though there was no binyan mizbeach l'shem kach. And then the fear of Yosi, you need a mizbeach l'shem kach. That's also Rashi in the Mishnah. Sheyivne a mizbeach l'shem kach v'yale. Fascinating chiddush in Rashi that you need to make it l'shem kach. Also, the Loshen Rambam is that way. The Rambam says, "Eino chayv at sheyale l'roish a mizbeach sheyase b'chutz." It's mashu that you need to make the mizbeach. The Makor l'chayr of Rashi and the Rambam is from the Tosefta. It says, "At sheyivne a mizbeach v'yarech es ha'etzim." You need to build a mizbeach in order to be chayev b'chutz. Rabbi Yosi, it's not enough just having a mizbeach, you need to build a mizbeach. Interesting, why do you need this building a dafka of the mizbeach? The Chazon Yecheskel in the Tosefta says a fascinating chiddush, more of a chiddush, that you need to build it yourself in order to be chayev. If Reuven builds a mizbeach and Shimon is makar of karbonos, then both of them are potter, because Shimon, who's makar of the karbon, didn't build the mizbeach. Interesting chiddush. Shutai, they should say that's not a chiluk of the mechayev, that you yourself need to build a mizbeach. But it's the chiddush means that it doesn't get, it's not called a mizbeach. The mizbeach in the mikdash had a certain tzura to make it a mizbeach. Here, when there's no tzura to define it as a mizbeach, the only defining factor of a mizbeach is the fact that you make it l'shem kach. That siyah of the mizbeach, that's what gives it the a chashivus of mizbeach. We could learn out this concept, interesting, Rashi in Parashas Balak. It says there that Bilam tells Balak to make shiva mizbechos, and to be makar on each mizbech a parva ayu. So why dafka seven mizbechos? So Rashi says that the Ovis built seven mizbechos. And therefore, Bilam wanted to build mizbechos connected all of the Ovis. And he goes weiter, v'al parva ayu b'mizbech, Bilam tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I brought, and each mizbech I brought a par and an ayu. Kopanim Bilam here brought seven parim and seven elim. Why do you need to build seven mizbechos? Let him build one mizbech and be makar of seven parim and seven elim on the one mizbech. You see that there's a chashivus of a mizbech. A mizbech has an independent chashivus. It's one thing we see. Another fascinating thing we see in the Rashi there. That if Avram lohikrav lefanecha ela par echad, ela ayel echad. Avram only bought one ayil. Avos built seven mizbechos. Avram built four mizbechos. Yitzchak built one mizbech, and Yaakov built two mizbechos. But Bilam says Avram only brought in one ayil. What did they do in these mizbechos? Very interesting. You look in Sefer Bereishis at all the mizbechos that the Avos built. It never says they brought karbanos. Avram comes there to Israel the first time. Even shem mizbech laHashem anirei elof. He built a mizbech, and then he goes to another place, builds another mizbech. Vayikra b'shem Hashem. No mention of karbanos. Maybe he brought karbanos, but not mentioned bichlal that he brought karbanos on his mizbeach. The inyan of the mizbeach, the mizbeachos of the avos was betzem was not as a hechitim to bring karbanos. It's not the inyan of a mizbeach. The inyan of a mizbeach is a makom that's miyuchad for avodah. Avram built for avodah for bring karbanos for tefila. Vikar b'shem Hashem. The Targum says v'tzali b'shmo Hashem. He davened at the mizbeach. Raman says that he was Mefarsim Melakusai. He started the first Kiruv movement. He started at this Mizbeach. The inyan of a Mizbeach is a makom yuchad for avoda. That's the Indian of a mizbeach. So the avoda is built in mizbeach is lav dafka to bring karbonos. The only mizbeach, interestingly, that Avram Brenner brought the carbon was on the Avram Lekar Velecha Ayel Echor was at the Akedah. Where Avram built the Mizbeach, like he said before, in the Makam HaMikdash, the Hakadah HaKrovah's Mikdash, there he built the Mizbeach, he brought Karbonis. All other Mizbeachas that Avram bring, the built, it doesn't say, no mention of Karbonis. Mizbeach, the Mizbeach is a Makam that's Miyuchah for Avodah, that's the Inyan of a Mizbeach. So that's why Bilam Davka built seven Mizbeachas. It wasn't enough one Mizbeach with seven Karbonis on it. The seven mizbeches, he wanted each to bring mizbeches, build mizbeches, connect the others. Each mizbech has a unique aspect to the mizbech. So actually, that's shot in Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi Yossi holds that for a boma, because you don't have, there's no specific tzur that defines how to make a boma, bachutz. So what makes it, the mizbech, gives it a shem mizbech, is the asil l'shem kach. It makes it an asil, which is a makom that's miyuchad for avoida. Once you made it a makom for bringing korbanos, you made a makom yuchel avayda, so now when you bring it, it has its tzura of a maitzah krova legavaya. Stam, you burn a carbon on the floor or even on a rack that happens to be there. So it doesn't take any a specific tzura of that it was done l'shem avayda, l'shem Hashem, as a makom to be ma'ala b'chutz, to be ma'ala l'Hashem. Well, it gives it a tzura of avayda and akrova. In fact, there was a mizbech that was miyachit. So it's talking leimar. Chazon Yecheskel says that really there's no machlekes of Yisrael Rishim at the end of the day what the tzura is. Kenzai, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that one rack is enough. The whole machlokes is doesn't need to take on a teiras mizbeach. If you're a shimin, you don't need an asiyah l'shem kach. Anything that you find, you can be a makrivan, and then it's called hakrova. If you're Rabbi Yossi, it has to be nisyachid as a mizbeach, as a makom avoid, a makom of hakrova's karbonos, and only with that does it take on a teiras hakrova b'chutz. Sai for a bama, and also for hakrova bizman isra bama, to be considered for the chiv of the parsha of hakrova b'chutz. Now this was the hashlama to the daf of yesterday, the daf kufches. Now we're going to daf kuftes. In the mission it says on daf kuftes that oila ve imurea mitzarfen lekazayitz. It's mashma that you could have that the oila and it's imur, not the basra oila and the imurim of the oila, the chelev are mitzarf for lekazayitz. It's mashma in the mission that even my oila there's something called imurim. Chari imurim means the chelev and the kloyes. It's only mentioned by other karbanos, by chatos and shlamim. The mission is mashed that even by oila there's a concept of emurim, and they could be mitzarif for chutz, and we need a tziruf, but they could be mitzarif, and even the oila has a unique aspect of emurim, not just it's all called baser. From the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvot also is mashmas that also oila has an aspect of emurim to it, and therefore the mission needs to tell me that they could be mitzarif, and they are mitzarif. The mice in our mission we find the din tziruf only by one carbon, an oila and emurim. There's a mission in Me'ilah and Daf Tetzvav that Tesis brings over here. The Mishnah says, "Chamish dvarim ba'olam mitzarfim zeim ze, habasar ve'achelav ve'asoyles ve'ayin ve'ashemen." Five things in oilam mitzarif. The Mishnah in Me'ilah does not explain for which din. It just says that all the things that come with the oilam, so the yayin and the shemen and the soyles, are all mitzarif with the oilam. So Tesis says, maybe Tesis dance. What's the Mishnah? Which din is the Mishnah coming to tell us? Tesis says, you think it's for chiyuv chutz? That the oila with the carbon mincha, its carbon mincha, should be in tarif. So he says, it's not true. Our Mishnah says only an oila and it's a murim are mitzarif. The same carbon, an oila and a mincha is not mitzarif. Mashman Tesis is that only one carbon is mitzarif. Now before his Tesis says maybe it could be Tesis means only an oila and a mincha, a zevach and a mincha are not mitzarif. But after two different oilas are yemitzarif, the simple way to read the Tesis is that only one carbon is mitzarif. One carbon is not mitzarif with another carbon. We asked him before in the Rambam also that you need only one carbon. You only chayiv if you bring from one carbon machutz. The shirf of another carbon cannot be mitzarif this carbon. We saw previous sugyas that melach efshir can be mitzarif or an etzem, but those all become chelik of this carbon. But take half a gezayis of a carbon of Reuven, half a gezayis of a carbon of Shimon, or two carbonos of Reuven, they're not mitzarif. However, the Rishonim in Me'ilah, the Mishnah in Me'ilah, the Mefarish and the Rav and the Rabbeinu Gershom learned the Mishnah Ketuvah over there that an Oila and it's a Mincha or Mitzarif, even two Karbanos could be Mitzurif for a Chiv of Chutz. Achara, the Yisrael of the Machlekes is a Chiv of Akravas Chutz, a Chiv only for to bring a carbon Bachutz, he's after to bring a carbon, in Cain, it has to be all brought from one carbon. I can't mitzayev two different carbonus. Or no, I could be chayev even to doing an avoid the bachutz. Bifnim, you could bring half a kezayis of a carbon of Reuven and half a kezayis of a carbon of Shimon together, and that's called hakrava. Even though it's not called akima krava in either carbon, but it's called the ma'isa avoida. As long as you bring a kezayis bachutz, even though it's not, it doesn't have a kima krava in either carbon, you could still be chayev on the bachutz. That's l'chayev the machlekes harishayin. However, it's not so pasha this shayla, this chakira. The Yonas element, Simul Amidalad, is cut in Tezvav, brings to the risk of the Gemara later on. The Gemara later on, the Kuf Tezvav, has a tzad that a person is Metiv Haneirais of the Menoira Bachutz, that he should be Chayiv, or Mitzadar Sashulchon Bachutz, he should be Chayiv. The Gemara learns out from Halah, you need a Gemara Voida, and there's no Gemara Voida. It's Metiv as a Neirais, is not the last Avoida, you still need to be Madlik the Neirais. And Mesadis HaShulchan, you need to still bring the Bazichin, cause not a Gemara Avoida, so you're Potter Bachutz. But Mavur, that if it would be a Gemara Avoida, you'd be Chayiv, even though it's not a carbon Bechal, it's no Sheikhas to a carbon. You're Hatovas HaNeiris of the Menoira, Mesadis HaShulchan, you're not bringing a carbon Bachutz. We see from the Gemara there that you can be Chayiv for Avoida by itself, even though it's not a carbon. And here in the Rambam and in Tzaisvis, Mavur, you need Dafka to bring a carbon Bachutz. So what the Yonis Eller brings from the Biskrav, that both of them are true. That you can be chayiv either alts akravas carbon or alts for avoida, even though it's not a carbon. But that's easy going on a really different point, not on our point. But here we see more. We see that every time, even though it's not a akravas carbon when you recite two carbonas, why can't you be chayiv mitadi avoida? It might say as teres avoida. Typically, mitadi teres avoida, be chayiv alts that. What we see is that they'll adhere to Michaev at the shame avoidish at say shame carbon shaboy. That when you bring a carbon, you need that with the terrorist carbon. You can't say that I bring a carbon and Michaev mitzad the avoida. And something which is not a carbon, like Meitev is a neirois, Mesadr is a shulchan. So then its whole Indian is avoida. So you can be chayiv also for doing the avoida bachutz. Hashem given you bring a carbon bachutz, you can't work, it's a day in the carbon, I want to work out the avoida shabbai. No, a carbon, the inyan of a bring a carbon is the carbon. The only thing we see is the carbon. So you need to have a hechsher mitzad din carbon. And therefore, you can't be mitzad of two carbonus. Because in either one, it doesn't have a teres carbon. Avoida you have. But when you bring a carbon, you have to mechaye dafka out the teres carbon. Another smach to this idea that you need to go bring mechaye only out the din carbon is we saw earlier in daf kuvav, that kachim shigdishon b'shas hetra b'mois. The Ekrivim Mishmas Itzra Bamais is more kal. There's no karis. It's only a lavan and a say, and it's not. It's no karis. Even though it's also mitad the parish of chutz, doesn't have the whole chaymer of akravas chutz. The whole mitad the avoda, nothing is lacking. This avoda you're doing now b'chutz has to be done b'fnim. Now they built the Beis Hamikdash. The avoda has to be done b'fnim. Mitad the avoda, nothing is lacking. Where do you say that you see there is that you have to the chiv is only mitzad in carbon. A carbon which was huktash to be brought pachutz, so that carbon doesn't have as much connection to the mikdash as a carbon which was huktash with man hetzer b'mis. Carbon that was huktash man hetzer b'mis is not as connected to the dim carbon shabbai isn't as connected to the mikdash. Here we see that you need dafka the dim carbon. The kabbalim here on this point, we see in the Mishnah that there's a tzir of oil of ve'emurim lefi the Rambam and Tesis. It means dafka from one carbon, feed other rishayim in meila, even from two carbonis. And we see, the chari pshat in the Rambam is that you need the Rambam tesis that you need dafka the akravas carbon, and even though the biskrav points out that you could be chayv for avoida, but when you bring a carbon, then it needs to go to out the same carbon shabbat. Another point in the hemshach hasugya, the Gemara brings a brisa that you're chayv not only for carbonis ksheirim. Even from Korbanos Psulim, you're also Chayav. You're also Chayav. Learn that from last place, that even a carbon that was Pasul, as long as it has the din of Imol Lo Yerid, then you're Chayav on it. So Rashi explains what's the limit from last place. Rashi says, Talmud Omer last place, Mashma Ru'uyin last place, Afilu Eino Roy Lavoi Michutz Lifnim. Haninami came in the Imol Lo Yerdu, Koyin Nizkak Lahapich Bohem Bitsi Noira, Oila Loison, Meirashan Izbech Lamar Rocha, Ruyin lay also is karina bay. So Rashi says that what's the drasha? Because he thinks of a din of him alo yerdu, so therefore the kohen has to do avodah with him. But what does that mean? He has to, when it's on the fire, if it's not getting burnt quickly enough, to take a fork and turn it over, that it should get burnt quicker. Or if it was put on the mizbeach and not on the ma'aracha, the kohen has to move it from the ma'aracha to the mizbeach. Because it needs an avodah to be done to it, it's called lasis. It's called lasis. It still requires an asiyah. Because it requires an asiyah, so therefore you can be chayv on it b'chutz. So the mashma here is that the chiv chutz requires an asiyah. We spoke about it at the beginning of the perek, that the chiv, that the chakir b'chlal about the chiv of chutz, is it that it's the korban is the lashon of Rashi and Daf Kuf Yabez, is kapit krol ansha yal shaloy heviyoy. Torah punishes the person for not bringing it. He has to bring it, he didn't bring it. The Rambam is mashma. That the parish comes from, you need to bring it b'fnim and you don't bring it. That was one side. Another side is no, a korban that has a shame korban, and it could be brought b'fnim and you bring it b'chutz. From Riata, one would say that here we see that you don't need a korban that dafka, you're supposed to bring it b'fnim. But you hear to korban that's puzzle. Korban that's puzzle is not supposed to be brought b'fnim. It's seen as a malo yerdu. It's not entirely puzzle. But it's not supposed to be brought b'fnim. It's not supposed to go to the mizbeach. So why are you chayv when you bring it b'chutz? If lefi the tzad, like was Mashman Rashi and the Rambam, that kopit krol onshay al shelo yevioi, why do you have that in these korbanos that are puzzle? So the answer here, Rashi tells us the answer to the question, that these korbanos are also called latzos. They need an avoda to be done to them. It's not just that you could do avoda on them. So when it gets to the mizbeach, then avoda needs to be done to it. It might not get to the mizbeach, but if it would get to the mizbeach, then avoda needs to be done to it. So therefore, it's kopit krol onshay al shelo yevioi. It's latzos. You need to be mapich betzinoira. You need to be malit from the mizbeach to the ma'aracha. So because it requires an avoda, then you could be chayv ane b'chutz. That's probably the shot in the drasha. So another small point here in the Beit Drasha. One of the things that's mentioned that we learn out of a pasuk to be marbe is hayotze. We would think that all korbanos psulim you'd be patran. Kamash on your chayv. One of these korbanos psulim is yotze. Chafetz Chaim is perished to teres kayanim. Price is also mentioned in Teres Kayanim. Chavetz Chaim has a kushi atzuma. How can we think that yaitse your putter on a bachutz? I mean, every time that you're makir bachutz, it's always yaitse. If you're putter and you're makir yaitse bachutz, then you're never going to be chayef on chutz. Every chutz has yaitse to it. So the Chavetz Chaim, the av to call a loas chutz yaitse ninu. But if you say, Zrikas dam kudulihel. Hazem is a hoitzi lichatchila as a dami bifnim, kedei lezarka lachutz. When you bring the dam kidei to throw it b'chutz, the kevan shekaidim sheitzio and hayadam roi lizarg lifnim chivei rachmana. Because this was done, that was roi, and now you brought it b'chutz to kidei to be zerikets, and now you can be chayv. Halacha ma'iri b'shekvar yotza adam lachutz v'nifsa. The achar gach notlan v'zarg and lachutz. Havavim d'halacha migra gora. Chavetz Chaim says that when the dam or the carbon was brought to b'chutz kidei to be zerikets, that's not called hayotzei. Because that's already, the story started that kravas chutz. You're not actually chayev yet until you actually bring the karban. But you started your aveira, your kavan of the aveira, the meis aveira starts from the time that you bring it b'chutz. So you took a karban, which is roi bifnim, which is kosher, and you brought it b'chutz and you're makrav it. Masha'in kein, when a karban was already yaitse, stop, went out on its own, with no das to be makrav it b'chutz. Then a person decided to be makrav it, so now he's bringing a karban which is already pasul. At the time that it starts, his intent of the Aveira, carbon is already puzzle. And that's what we need a puzzle to say that you can still be chayv on this. To be marbe, you can be chayv on kol carbonus psulim. The Chavetz Chaim is a smach in the Bryson, the way the Chavetz Chaim explains, smach that we spoke about yesterday, in the Teis on the Kuf Chesam and Aleph, that the Teis says a case that the fear of Yehuda, you could be chayv b'chutz, even though the din is in Ola Yerid. So he says that Yehuda Sheet is a dam sheyotza is Yerid. And yet, says as a tzad, that you take a dam which was bifrim, and you took it out, and you reserik it, so you're chayiv on it. Because every hakrabas chutz is always going to be yotzei. Chayiv al derech chavetz chaim has the same havana, like we said yesterday. That dam that was kosher bifrim, so Terry said, don't bring it bachutz. So you went, you brought it bachutz, and then you're makrav it there. So we don't care what happened through the bring it bachutz. That was already a chilk of the hakrabas chutz. Hashem came, like the Chavetz Chaim says, that every yetzei, there was no tzad, every time that you brought it b'chutz, avadu yuchayv, that's not called yetzei. There's something else, which is the dam was already puzzle. The dam was already b'chutz, So then we need a ma'ribui. That's pshat by us. Also over there, it's possible that dam that already stamazay went out, and then afterwards that you were ma'ribui b'chutz, then kenzan yutaka patur l'fitaisus, because that wasn't a chilek of the hakrova, wasn't with bringing out the dam. Another point here in this amud, the Gemara goes on, whereas a stira by shlomim, whether shlomim and their imurim, whether the basar and the imurim of shlomim are mitzdarif for to be chayiv for pigol and leisar for tamei, chati zayitz basar and chati zayitz imurim are they mitzdarif or not? Maskanas haGemara is that it's for the dinner. If talking about the carbon was what got lost in some way, lost or burnt, and you only have left the chati zayitz basar and chati zayitz imurim. So they're not mitzarif. You cannot, if you're zerik the dam right now, they're not mitzuraf. The fear of Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua learns out of a pasuk that you need basar in order to be zerik the dam. Either a kezayis basar or a kezayis emurim you need in order to do zerika. And here each one is only a chati zayis, so they're not mitzarif. But if when you had a kosher zerika, there was basar, now a person afterwards eats a chati zayis basar and a chati zayis emurim, then he could be chayiv for pigol, noiser, and tummy. The ikur din of Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua holds that ein basar ein dam, Rashi Menachos Naftes explains what's the gather of the din of Rabbi Yeshua. Rashi says, Zrikas dam einu elo lahatir emurim lemizbeach ubasar laadam. It came to avdu shneim, Zrika lama. The idea of Zrika is to be matir, the basar laadam, or the emurim lemizbeach. And if you lost both of them, Zrika Lama, Pashad, what's the inyan of a Zrika? Rashi says, there's no inyan of a Zrika, has no point. It's pointless if you lost both the Basar and the Emurim. Rashi is interesting because there's another aspect of Zrika, which is to be Mechaper. Zrika is also Mechaper on the Bailin. The person gets Kapara. He doesn't have to bring another carbon. It's another aspect that is in Skyim with the Zrika. So Rashi says, Zrika Lama. Rashi says, there's no point to the Zrika. Rashi Har means it's a gedur the pasuk. Rabbi Shua learns that Rabbi Lezer holds that yesh dam alfa bi she'ein basar. You can make a zrika just to be mechaper on the bailin. Rabbi Shua learned out of a pasuk, like Mar explains, and it's a makar from a pasuk. Rabbi Shua learns out of a pasuk that in order for the zrika to have a teira zrika, it's not enough to work just for the bailin. It needs to work in the framework of the karban. It never needs to be matir. The inyan of a zrika klabi the karban is to be matir. It needs to be matir. Basar or emurim. If it can't be matir, either one, then Zrika Lama. That's what Rashi explains the din of Rabbi Yeshua. So the Mishmar Levi asks the question in Rashi that in Cain, why is it not good enough with the Chati Zayis Basar and the Chati Zayis Emurim? Hare, you, it's matir, Sachakol, like a Zayis in the carbon. Why do we need that it's Dafka, Kezayis Basar or Kezayis Emurim? Well, we need to make some hedger in the carbon. So at the end of the day, it was matira kezayis of the carbon. That we ask San Rashi. And I'll be myself in this question. Before in the Gemara here, that Lafir Belezer, that you do zrika when you have a chatzayis butter and a chatzayis emurim, then afterwards you're chayav for pigol noiser and tamei. If a person goes and eats it afterwards, he can be chayav for pigol noiser and tamei. Pigol noiser and tamei need a zrika hamateres, a zrika which was matir. A zrika which was not matir, it doesn't, it's not mechayav for pigol noiser and tamei. By pigol, it's a gemara earlier on Daf Chav Zayin. The gemara says that zrika delay sharia basar ba'achila ain't a mevi lidei pigol. Also by noiser and tamei, it's really good sugin minochas. It came up here in Zvachim and the end of Beis Shammai. Also, and you need a zrika materis. Zrika which is not matir does not work to be mechayav for pigol noiser and tamei. So we see that when you do a zrika nechatzidais basar nechatzidais emurim, that lafir belezer, it's called a zrika. It's also matir. So it's called a zrika materis. So why does Rabbi Yeshua argue? If the gather of the din of Rabbi Yeshua is that you need a zrika which creates a heter, so a chati zayis basar and a chati zayis emurim also creates a heter. So why does Rabbi Yeshua hold that it doesn't work as a zrika? To Bam Kasha and Rashi, how can Rashi say that the reason of why you need a basar and emurim is to make a heter? Lule divi Rashi, we would say that it's a shear in the carbon. There's a cost of you need basar or emurim. But Rashi says no. Rashi says it's create a heter. How are you going to say that by a chatzayis basar and a chatzayis emurim? Chayav does create a heter. Another question on Rashi, as Mar here says, that we would that by minchas nesachim haboyim imazevach we would think that could be mitzarif. If you lose the whole carbon and you only have the mincha left, we would think that you could that now you could do zerika. Kamash mulan that you can't. You can't do it. If the carbon itself is lost and you only have the mincha that comes with the carbon, you can't do it. Why not? So Rashi says here on Amud Beis, Rashi says, the lav gufa de zivchahu. The mincha is not the gufa zevach. The etzem hazevach is only the basar itself. You can't call the mincha doesn't work. That's all nice if the gedder of Rabbi Yeshua is that we're looking for a carbon. We need the chefs of a carbon. So then we could say, you need daka, the gufa carbon, the gufa de zivcha, and not the mincha. But if fi Rashi menachas, that the pshat in Rabbi Yeshua is, that zrika eina elo lahatir, emurim lemizbeach, ubasra la'adam, nevdu shneim zrika lama, that you need a zrika that's being matir, so, l'chor the zrika is matir the mincha. You can't be makir with the mincha, unless you do a zrika. If one will argue that the zrika is not called the zrika of the carbon is not called the matir on the mincha, that's, you could say that maybe that's pshat in the Gemara. That could be pshat in the Gemara. But Rashi says something else. Rashi says the reason is because it's lav gufei de zivcha. Rashi didn't say that it's not a mincha. So again, in this din of Rabbi Yeshua, what's mashma in the Gemara is that the getter of the din of Rabbi Yeshua is that you need basar. You need a chefsa of basar. Number one, that's why chatzizai is basar and chatzizai say mur benam itztarif. Because you need basar. And there are two different types of basar. And that's why also mincha is nam itztarif, like Rashi says, because it's not gufei de zivcha. Both these are Shver and Rashi Menachas that says that the reason Rabbi Yeshua is because you need a matir. L'chayr, what we have to say is that Rashi agrees, that was the B'Shem Ve'el Salavetchik also said this, that Rashi agrees that the din of Bas Yesh Basar is it's a shear in the carbon. The carbon needs a kezayis of basar or a kezayis of emurim. It's a shear in the carbon. Very interesting, Loshen HaRambam, in Perek Yudal, Halacha Yud, the Rambam says that ein achila pachos mikezayis, ein aktara pachos mikezayis. Lefikach, says the Rambam, because the Rambam gives akdama, that achila basar needs a kezayis, and also aktaras mizbech needs a kezayis. And therefore the Rambam says, machsheves pigel, you want to think, to bring the carbon, chutzes manay, chutzem kaimay, you need to think about a kezayis. But that the Rambam came with the Hakdama that the carbon needs a kezayis of achila or aktara. Where does it say this memra that achila and aktara need a kezayis? I mean, the Beis Halevi brings rayas that achila you can be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas kachim even in less than a kezayis. So what does the Rambam mean that in achila b'chusam mikezayis? Kimidum the Rambam learned out of the din of Rabbi Yeshua that even though a person might be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of achila in less than a kezayis, but the carbon needs. For achila in the carbon needs an achila of a kezayis or aktar of a kezayis. And that was the din of Rabbi Yeshua. The din of Rabbi Yeshua is that it's a shear in the achila and aktar of a carbon. The carbon needs to have some type of achila, either achilas adam or achilas mizbeach. What Rashi means is that the zrika has to be a zrika materetz. Rashi Menachas says the zrika materetz. Rashi, it's not good enough that it was tchal lahetar in the carbon, boifin klali. A half of a kezayis of this and half a kezayis of that. We need that the carbon has to create the zrika. Sorry, has to create a din aktara or a din achila. The idea of the zrika is to shalavek to create to be minded the basar for achilas adam and the emurim for achilas mizbeach. So therefore, if a chatzidai is basar, it's the zrika doesn't give it a din. And now the carbon has a din to go be eaten. It's the carbon. If for achila in the carbon, you need a kezayis. A chatidais won't be a key of the achila of the carbon. So the zrika materis Rashi needs is a zrika which is the zrika which is the key in the achila of the carbon, either the achila or the aktara. So we let of the kashas. What we're looking for here is gufei de zivcha. It's things which are called the gufa carbon. Rashi, we need a zrika which creates the din of the carbon. So we need a davka in the zevach. The mincha is not good enough. Even though it is a zrika that's just matir the mincha. We need a zrika which is matir the carbon itself for its din. And the mincha can't work for that because it's not gufei de zivcha. And even in the carbon, a chatzidai is basar and a chatzidai is emurim and it's tarif. Because each one, it doesn't have the din achil in the carbon or the din aktar in the carbon. That's all in Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer says you could do a zrika even when there's no basar bechlal. The zrika is a zrika, mitan atzma, it's called the zrika. Once you did a zrika, about it, it works to be matir also half a kezayis. It wasn't that doesn't create that the carbon now has a din achila through this kezayis. It was dama zrika, lefi Rabbi Elazar. But that zrika, once there is a zrika, then it creates a heter for whatever's left in the carbon, even though it's not specifically giving it a din to be makrivit. Chara, we could learn out of our sugya, with Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yeshua. Even according to that, what Rashi means that you need a matir is not telling whether it creates a heter or not, but whether it's creating that the carbon is oymed for an achila or an aktara. Another point in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, the Mishnah says that kakoymitz v'alavoyin v'akteris v'minchas koyanim, all of them, the fita chachamim, to michay v'chutz, it's enough with the kezayis. That's a Tanakama. It's enough to be makar v'kezayis v'chutz. Rebbe Lezer Poyter, Anj Yakar v'eskulon. Rebbe Lezer says you need to be makar for the whole thing, the whole koymitz, the whole levoyna, in order to be chayim v'chutz. That's the Mishnah. What's the reason of Rebbe Lezer? The Gemara never really explains what the reason of Rebbe Lezer is. So Rashi is a very long Rashi explaining Rebbe Lezer. Rashi says that Avad Rebbe Lezer agrees that by Emurim, it's enough to create, to be makar v'kezayis in order to be chayiv. Rashi explains, t'kol atzma bedam tluya kaparasa. So because the whole carbon, it got its kapar with the dam, just doing stam akhtar afterwards, so Rebbe Lezer agrees that it's enough with the kezayis. Avo bahani polig, but in these things are a mission, Rebbe Lezer argues, because sover koimetz kule hainu shir akhtarasa yaf bifnim. T'amivso b'chisarin v'chein kula. So Rashi says that here you need to be makir the whole thing. The whole koymetz is called the koymetz. A kezayis of the koymetz is not called the koymetz bechlam. Because it's the koymetz is a matir, I need to be makir the whole matir. What's the raya? Because it's, how do we know that that's true? That's the getter of the koymetz. So Rashi, because the koymetz is nifsal bechisara. If you lose a chelik of the koymetz, so the koymetz is pasul. So because the koymetz is puzzle, so we see that the whole koymetz is makiv. The emurim, you lose a chelek, you can still be makiv it. But the koymetz, everything is makiv. So the whole koymetz is hainu shirak tarasa. It's only called the koymetz when you're makiv the whole thing. That's Rebbe Lezer holds. And what did the chacham say back to Rebbe Lezer? It's a good taina. What did the chacham say back? So Rashi says that when kulei kayom, then you can makiv it like, then the rabbanon bahani nami have yak tarasa because I is hechad the kulei kayom v'loi chazu koyim aktara. Rashi says that the Chacham agreed that it's nifsal b'chisaron, a koymetz. But when the whole koymetz is kayom, you can be chayiv, and one kezayis, you can be bifnim, you can makar it in halves, you can makar one half and then another half. So because it's a krova bifnim when you bring a kezayis, so what b'chutz you can be chayiv on a kezayis. It's still not clear at the end of the Rashi what's the machlokes here. Everyone agrees on the dinim of a krova bifnim by a koymetz. Everyone agrees that if it's chaser, it's possible. Everyone agrees, that's what Rashi says. It's mashma and Rashi also, that Rebbe Lezer agrees to the din, that bifnim, hikter kumtza pamayim kshera. But we never found anywhere that Rebbe Lezer argues on that. That bifnim, you can makir the whole koymetz pamayim. So, Rashi, it's also clear in Rashi says, Rebbe Lezer says, pachutz, you learn that from the din of oisa, you need a dover shali. Bifnim, there's no machlekes Rebbe Lezer and chachomim. Everyone agrees that hikter kumtza pamayim kshera. So everyone agrees on the facts. You can be makarvid b'zacharzeh. So why does Rebbe Lezer argue? It's true it's going to be nifsal b'chisaron. But when kulei kayim, which that's what we're talking about, kulei kayim, so now you can be chayiv on a kezayis. B'fnim, you makarvid kezayis, it's kosher. So also b'chutz, you can be chayiv on a kezayis. What's Pshat in Rebbe Lezer that he needs to makarvid the whole thing? So the Pshat in Rebbe Rashi is, I say, that we have, let's take a mashal from other dinim. The Gemara says in Chulin, Daf Chav Tes, Machlokes, famous sugya, Yesh no l'shchita mitchila v'atzoif, or eina l'shchita ala b'atzoif. Avada, when your person does shchita, you need to shech the whole simit. You can't, if it's cut by some other way that's not shchita, and then you do part of it, it's not going to, it's a possible shchita. But when a person does the whole shchita, the Gemara dons, what's called the Torah shchita? What is it called that's creating, that has a din shchita to it? For many dinim, the Gemara says there, for the chiv of shchutei chutz, for when a person shechs the paraduma, he's tamei. Is a person that shechs at the beginning, is he also tamei or not? Many nafkaminas, the Gemara says, what's called the Torah shchita on it? It's true we need the whole shchita, but the Torah shchita, what is it called that you did a shchita? Is the whole thing called you did a shchita or no? The beginning part is only a build-up. It's only leading up to the end. Because it's chal, what makes it actually become into fruition, is the end of the shechita. So the whole shechita is called a build-up until the end of the shechita. That's an Eden over there. Similar type of question. That machlekes Rebbe Lezer and the Rabbanan in Bayas and the Mishnah is the same machlokes by Haktara. That the Chachamim say, everyone agrees that you can makdir a koy mitzvah b'zachar zeh. And everyone agrees. But the Chachamim say that in Kain, yesh no la Haktara mitchila v'atzoif. Each part of it is called you did Haktara sa koy mitzvah. You makdir one kizayis of the koy mitzvah. You makdir koy mitzvah. And as a teres akrovas ha koy mitzvah to it. Now I went later on and I makrov the second half of the koy mitzvah. So now I'm mashlim the Haktaras HaKoymetz. I'm mashlim it. But each part is called, has a hechsher of Akravas HaKoymetz. That's Pshat Lefi Chachamim. Rebbe Lezer holds no. Rebbe Lezer holds because it's a matir, so a matir is only called that I did the Avodas HaMatir when it creates a hetzer. Kolo that if I'm not, if Koymetz HaChoser would be kosher, so then you don't need the whole Koymetz to be called Akravas HaKoymetz. But Koymetz HaChoser is puzzle. So that Akravas HaKoymetz requires the whole thing. And it only creates the heter in the end. It only creates the heter in the end. So the whole teres akrava that it has is at the end of the akrava. The end of the akrava, that's what gives the whole akrava a shem akrava. It's because it fears ice, it completes the akrava sakoimetz. So that's the hashlam of the akrava. So the whole thing now takes on a teres akrava. But only when you finish it. That's like before in the Mishnah, that if you're makrav a chilek of the kaimetz bifnim and you fear and you complete bachutz, so you're high dinu the fear belezer. See, clearly Rebbe Lezer agrees, you don't need to be makar the whole claim, it's the bas achas. You can makar it bezecher zeh. But what gives the teres akrava is the completion of the teres akrava. That's what makes it akrava's akraimitz. If you don't know, the chamo that even though it's a matir, but each chilek of the akrava of the kaimitz has a teres akrava to it. And therefore, even the first chilek of the akrava is called that you did akrava. That's the Rebbe Pshat in our Mishnah. Another place where we see this machlekes of the Chachamim, even though by us it's only brought down for the chiv of akrava schutz, in the Gemara Menachas Daf Yud Beis, it's a mavur that's an afkamina also the gabe machsheves pigul by a korban that's brought pifnim. When a person thinks machsheves pigul in the korb to think to be makriv the koymetz shalei bismanoi, the fear of a lezer, you have to think about the whole koymetz, and with the Chachamim it's enough to think about a kezayis of the koymetz. We see that the machlekes here is not unique to akravas chutz. The yisoid of the machlekes exists by akravas pinim. Like we explained, it's gevaltik, the pshat in the Gemara there. What's called a complete akrava of the koymetz? A vice akrava you did in a kezayis of your belezer. But it's only a build-up. It's not, you didn't just bring a koymetz. You did a vice akrava. So it's only the start of a process. To say that you are makrav a whole koymetz, if you're a belezer, you need to do the whole thing. So therefore, machsheves pigul, you need to think that you did the whole akrovas akoymetz. Neila levir belezer, you need to think about the whole koymetz. Fidu abanan, it's enough to think about it kizai. However, this is a question I'm thinking that Reb Chaim learns in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Yudalet Halacha Yud that hakoymetz v'alavayna lemincha, v'sudim k'doshim, Rambam writes, hakoymetz v'alavayna lemincha keimurim lazevach. That the koymetz and the levayna of a mincha are like a murim of a korban. Really, what we know, usually about a koymetz and a levayna, is that they're like the matir, like the dam of a carbon. But the Rambam says there that they also have an aspect of being imurim of a carbon. There are two aspects of koymetz and levayna. One is as similar to the dam, that they're the matir. They also have an aspect of being imurim. Ram writes that there, and also in numerous places in Perashat Mishnayos, that the koymetz and the levayna are like imurim. It's not clear, it's not 100% clear in the Rambam there, what he's coming to explain with that, why he brings that down. The Chaim explained the Rambam, and the Rambam was bothered, the Rambam there quoted the halacha, that it's enough for machsheves pigul to think about a kezayis of a koymetz or kezayis of a levayna. If you think that it's also called pigul, that's the more menachas of your base that we just mentioned, that's enough to think about a kezayis. Reb Chaim held that when machsheves pigul about achilas adam or about haktaras emurim is midin achilas mizbeach or achilas hediot, but machsheves pigul about zrika isn't about the Achilas Mizbeach, rather about the Avodas HaZrika. And therefore, Reb Chaim held that you need to think about the whole Zrika, all of the Zrikas. So if you do all of the whole Zrika Ma'akev, you need to think to do that, Shalom Bizmanu, Shalom Bimkoimai, in order to be called Machsheves Pigul. So Reb Chaim explained that the Rambam also held that way, and therefore the Rambam had a question. How come it's enough to think about a Kezayis of Koimetz or Kezayis of Levayna? Haray, you need to think about the whole Avodas HaMatir. Why is it enough with the kizayis? And that the Rambam answered that Kaimitz and Levayna, besides for the din matir, they also have an inyan of the achilas mizbeach bitzaratzmai. even though that exists independently of the avodas hamatir. So therefore, when a person thinks to be makar of a kizayis koymetz chutz lizmanoi, he could be chayiv. Called the machshava, not mitzad the avodas hamatir shaboy, but called the machshava mitzad the emurim that it also has a teres emurim to it. That's what I'm trying to the Rambam, Megaval, the Kapshan, and Rambam. However, that's a hard nistar from Rabbi Lezer Bayos. Rabbi Lezer Bayos says that no, when I have a matir, a koimetz and a levina, I have to think about, I need to be makriv the whole matir in order to be called a kravas hamatir. Why am I not chayv for bringing kezayis? And let me say that a koimetz and a levina lemincha, ke emurim lezevach, it's like emurim, and I'll be chayv for emurim, for the emurim shaboy. Elamai, we see in Rabbi Lezer, and when it comes to a matir, we only look at it mitzad the matir. We can't also look mitzad the emurim lezevach. And the way Rashi explains, the Rabbanan don't argue on that. The Rabbanan argue mitzam achir, like we explained, that the Rabbanan say that yeshen lak tar mitchil avad soif. But they also agree that mitzad when done on a matir, you have to look at it mitzad the avodas hamatir. It's a big question on the Rambam and Rabbi Chaim. After the Rambam learned that guf is a machlekes in our Mishnah, that it's true in Rabbi Lezer, we see that we only look mitzad the matir, but after the Chachamim say that koymetz v'levayin l'mincha ki murim lazevach, that there exists an aspect of the koymetz that's independent of the avodas hamatir. It's a doichak to learn in the Rambam that guf is a machlekes in our Mishnah. After to matzia mahalach to interrupt the Rambam and Rabbi Chaim. That it's true in Mukach in our Mishnah that you have to look at mitzad the avodas hamatir. We can't look mitzad the emurim lezevach. But that's only according to Belezer. It's without that it doesn't take on a teres hakravas hamatir bichlal. Belezer held minasfar like Rashi explains that hakravas hamatir is only the whole matir. That was Shitas Belezer. The Chacham said no, that it could take on an avodas hamatir even with a chelek of it. It's so called avodas hamatir. But that the Rambam requires by Machsheves Pigel about Zrika to think about the whole Zrika, if you thought about a chilek of the Zrika, it's not that you didn't think about Avodas Hamatir Bichlal. But that's called thinking about Avodas Hamatir. It has a Teres Avodas Hamatir to it. Just, there's a Tanai. When you think about Avodas Hamatir, you need to think about the whole Matir. A chilek of the Matir is not good enough. But if it's called Machsheva about a Matir, so that was the need to know the Rambam. Rabbi Lezer held more than that. Rabbi Lezer held by a koimetz and levoina, unless you have the whole thing, it's pusher. There's no matir bichlal. It's not called you brought a matir. It doesn't have a teres avoda bichlal. Copy the matir. So it's nothing. So you can't think of that. You can't work mitzad the din of emurim lazevach. There's no emurim. I'd come that there's no matir bichlal over here. Then you can't also have an aspect of being emurim. Masha'im came, the Chum argued on Rabbi Lezer. The Chum argued on Rabbi Lezer that they say that a Koimetz and Levoina have a Teres Avodas Hamatir, even without the whole thing. Just, there's still a Din Noisaf in Machsheves Pigel, and Machsheves Pigel requires that you think about the whole Avodas Hamatir. Even though it's called an Avodas Hamatir with the Koimetz. It's called the beginning of Avodas Hamatir, with the Kezayitz. It's called the beginning of Avodas Hamatir. But to be called the full, Machsheves Pigel requires the full Avodas Hamatir. To think about that. You need to all of the matter, not just a chelik of the matter. You know, each chelik has a teres matter. And then the Rambam says we can look mitzad the emurim. Because you're doing the avodas hamatir. Once it's called that you're makar of a koimetz, mitzad the matter of the koimetz, then also it can work mitzad the emurim lezevach, say that you don't need to think about the whole thing. Once it's called your makar of a koimetz, then I say, oh, it has a kiyum also mitzad the emurim. Shengen the Rebbe Lezer, it doesn't take on a din of avodas hamatir bichlal. That's after Yishuv. And in the for the Rambam and Rabbi Chaim, just to summarize again that in this mission in Rabbi Lezer we see a chiddush here that avodas hamatir of a koymetz requires the whole thing. We explain that Rashi is because it's chaser and it's the matir. Explain that the Chacham Rashi comes to explain that therefore eina laktaras hakoymetz elul basoif. And the Chacham say no that you could do it b'zeach harzeh because you could do it b'zeach harzeh. Therefore yesh no laktara mitchila v'yad soif. Another point, Mishnah says. And all these things, when they're chaser and you bring the machutz, you're pater. So why are you pater? Rashi says, because they're puzzle, they're not miskabel bifnim. Taisa on the previous daf, the last taisa on kufchesim and beis, goes to kufchesim and aleph. Taisa is bothered that even though it's puzzle, but it's called psula bakaydesh. and a kodesh mekabloi, and therefore you should be chayiv for akravas bachutz, like all kochim psula. Taisa says that argues on Rashi and says the reason you're potter for by chaser is not because it's puzzle, because of the din of ala shalim uchayiv einu chayiv ala chaser. So it does bring in the Taisa adds in though that it's only because there is it's nifsal bechisar by emurim, even though you're in a makar of the whole zevach. Because there's no psul of chaser bechlal, so whatever you bring, any kazayis of emurim you bring, is called a complete akrava. Now shein gain by koimetz, when it's pasul bechisarin, so that already tells us that there's a terz makbid and it's being chaser. So the gabi akrava chut, it's no longer called shalim, and you're pater for the din of ala shalim uchayev einuchayev ala chaser. You have to know how Rashi is about in a mashma like tesis. Rashi is mashma that because it's not miskalba bifnim. Rashi is not sure that it's all the yerid, these things. The question, what you have to know what Rashi answers, Taisa's a question. Now, the chayr these things should be imala lo yerid. It's mashma nashi, no, not that way. It's mashma nashi that they're called imala yerid. Which we'll see tomorrow more about this point. Another point here in the Mishnah is the din of levoina. That it says also the Mishnah, the mashmaita Mishnah is that the din of kulan chachasru is also going by levoina. Rashi asks from the Mishnah Menachos there, in Sugin Menachos Mavur, that Levoina Shechasra, it's only have two karton, one Fior Mandaba, or one Kairat of Levoina, you could be makar of it. So Levoina Shechasra is not true, it's still kosher, and you can makar of it, and it's kosher, a kosher akrava. So Rashi says that the Mishnah is not going on, the Kula Shechasru is not going on Levoina. And if it is going on Levoina, then it means it's chasr less than two karton, or less than one Kairat. But this point though is that Rashi brings up, but the Sugya Menachos is betzim kushat tzuma in the Mishnah. Hare in the ratio of the Mishnah is mavur that when the levina is shalim, how much you need to makar a levina, you need a kizayis lafi chachamim, and lafi belezer, you need all of the levina. The whole question comes by chaser, but when it's shalim, then levina is like the rest of the dinim of the Mishnah. Hare both share both in Tanakam and in Rebbe Lezer. Why do you need to be makar of the whole levina? Hare levina, it's enough with one kairit or shnei karton. Why do you need to makar b'chlav of the whole levina? Why do you need a kezayis? That's question number one. And it's more sharing Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer says that you need to makar of the whole levina. Why? Because the whole thing is a matir. That's just sure not true. Levina, you can makar of one kairit or shnei karton, and it's also kosher. That's also kiyum of our krava of the levina. So that's the Chazanish learns out of our Mishnah. That's the name of Chiddush, probably the din of Sugya Menachos. That it says that Levoina is enough with one kairit or shnei karton is only when it's chaser. Really, by Levoina, you have to bring all of the Levoina that there is. And if you call to mind that there's Levoina around, then you are not mekayim that kravas ha-Levoina. Just when the Levoina is chaser to one kairit or to two karton, you could still bring what's left. And with that, you can mekayim that kravas ha-Levoina. But call out that all of the Levoina is around, you need to bring all of the Levoina. So therefore, the Mishnah is gevaldik, the Chazanish. The Rage is talking about when the whole Levoina is here. So Levoina in Cain is like all other Menachis and Kaimetz and everything else. Well, you need to bring everything. Just when it's Chaser, then there's a new Shir. That's only the Schadish when it's Chaser. This is the Chazanish says. However, the Briskarov and Chaim before the Briskarov, they understood not that way. They understood it. The Briskarov was Mechir from Sugi Menachis, Tav Chavav. That's not true. That even when all the levainas around, it's not in makariv shnei karton or kairid echad, you can mekayim that kravas halavaina with that. And so you have to know our Mishnah is harish shver. Our Mishnah is mashma that you need to be makariv the whole levaina. So Taisus seems to ask this question. The last Taisus seems to ask the question that he asked the question on Rebbe Lezer that we asked. How come if you're Rebbe Lezer you need to be makariv the whole levaina in the reisha? And Taisus answers that it's with kvius demone. And what the Gemara says, the lefida teretz of the Gemara that kviyus a demona, that's also shot in Rebbe Lezer in the Reisha by Levoina. However, Taisus it's mashia in the Gemara though that everyone holds that's time of Rebbe Lezer. That other Amoraim argued with that shot in Rebbe Lezer. Lefida would still be sure. And also, we're asking from the Reisha from the Chachamim, why do you need to bring a kezayis? Chayut enough with kayud echad or shnei karton. The Biskarov was held that you could makar a kayud or shnei karton of levina, even though it's not a kizaitz. If that so, in Cain, it's still going to be shared in the chachamim. One last point quickly about the sugya of k'teres. That the Gemara explains the machlekes by k'teres is at least at the beginning, explaining the machlokes by Keteres, is Maloy Chofnov Dafka or Lav Dafka? You need to bring the whole shir of Maloy Chofnov. And Keteres, really Keteres that you bring every day, the shir of Pras is Lav Dafka. But Keteres of Yom Kippur, then the shir of Maloy Chofnov is Dafka. And therefore, Lefir Belezer, it's Ma'akev, you need the whole shir, and V'chachamim not that way. Chamim, it's enough with the Kizayis. So Rashi adds in, if it's Maloy Chofnov Dafka, Rashi says, Ubibas Achas. The Achreinim, the Chiknosan, and the Chazanish, the Shleimai, explain that the reason Rashi added that in was to answer the question of Tesis. Tesis asks, why did Rabbi make a new machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, whether Maloy Chofnov Dafka or Lav Dafka? Let's say everyone holds that Maloy Chofnov Dafka, and it's Ma'akiv, and it's like the rest of the dinim of the Mishnah, like Koimetz and Levayna and Minchas Nesachim, that the whole thing is Ma'akiv, but Lepid the Chachamim, you could be Chayiv and a Kizayis, and Lepid the Lezer, you need to bring the whole thing. Why do we need to say that the Chum hold that Maloy Chofnov is Lav Dafka? That was the question. That's the question of Taisus. And this Rashi answered that the Taich of Dafka, Dafka means Bibas Achas. That needs to be Bibas Achas. So in Cain, the Chacham, we couldn't say that the Chachamim hold that Maloy Chofnov Dafka, and it's enough to bring it Bezecher Zeh. Because if Maloy Chofnov Dafka takes on a new meaning in other cases in the Mishnah, even though you need to be Makiv the whole thing, they can be done Bezecher Zeh. Mashain Cain, Teres, if Maloy Chofnov is Dafka, it needs Dafka Bezecher Zeh. And therefore, for the Chum to hold that you could be Chayiv, and a Kezias of Teres, they have to have held that Maloy Chofnov is Lav Dafka. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.